Sunday night baseball for the Yankees and Cubs. We go to the top of the eighth, 2-1 Yankees. There's a man on for Jacoby Ellsbury.
And he's not going. The pitch drilled deep to right. Trouble in the corner. Back toward the wall. And that ball is a home run for Jacoby Ellsbury. A line drive right down the line and right. A two-run homer. And the Yankees now lead by a score of 4-1.
And now the winning run at the plate in Baez, who's already hit a home run in the game. But man, you talk about some quality ABs by some young guys in this game.
The runners lead and the pitch. A swing and a ground ball, left field base hit. Almora around second. He was running with the pitch. Run scoring, single Baez. It's gonna be lefty against lefty, power against power. The pitch on the way. Rizzo, did he get hit by the pitch? He got hit by the pitch. The ball game is tied on the hit by pitch. Chase Headley batting, hits a fly ball to left, slicing toward foul territory. Chasing ball is Schwarber. Does he have a play? He dives into the stands. Did he make the catch? Schwarber dove. What a play. He caught it. He caught that ball. He caught the ball and vanished into the crowd. They are all pounding him on the back. He hung on to that ball. What a play. The pitch. Ground ball to short. Heading home is the runner. The throw by Russell. Not in time. The Yankees take the lead. Fielder's choice, give Castro a run batted in. It was bounced to the left of Russell. He had to move towards second. He was off balance. He tried to get the man out at the plate, his throw offline. And scoring the go-ahead run is Aaron Hicks, and the Yankees lead 5-4 here in the 18th inning. Now Chase and Shreve ready for the 1-2. Here it comes. Swing and a miss, and the ball game is over. The Yankees beat the Cubs in 18 innings.
The Yankees win the longest game of the baseball season, 5-4 in 18 innings. Their 19th win in the last 24 games as they complete a series sweep at the defending World Series champs. The Cubs are swept in a weekend series by the Yankees at Wrigley Field after a 5-4 18-inning loss on Sunday. Here's manager Joe Maddon.
Great comeback. I mean, listen, this... incredible game. I mean, Johnny Lester was really, really good. Johnny Lester was, so was Dirk Kidd. So it was really well starting. The starting pitching was really good. To come back and get those tied against Aroldis, a bully for us. I mean, that was a great, some really good at bats right there. And then, of course, even culminating in a hit by pitch. But that's not easy to do, to get three runs against that fella under these circumstances. And then just, we probably had that best opportunity when Riz started out with a double. And then that evaporated. And even the game itself, Zoe bases loaded, two outs, had an opportunity there too. But for the most part, man, an epic strikeout performance, right? What did we, 27 for us? Was that what it was?
48
total. I just was 27 to 21, I think, something like that. Obviously, I mean, I know they're good, they're pitchers, but we have to do better than that at the plate. We have to make adjustments. We were not making adjustments. It was... you've seen it before. It happened to us tonight. Yeah, but you've seen other major league games that get into extra innings like that. Guys have a tendency to try to do too much, and then you start not getting your hits, and everybody's trying to end the game with a home run, and we just got to try to piece it together. We made a couple errors that hurt us also.
Any consideration to Hayward, or was he down for today?
He was down, yeah. Of course there was consideration.
How bad is it?
Yeah, we have to evaluate it to see moving forward. I mean, we played that entire game with three extra players, and two pinch hit, and the other guy stayed in the game. So that was part of it. When you're playing that many innings without a whole lot of folks on the bench, that makes it somewhat more difficult. Now, listen, we had to pay our pitchers, and our pitchers do a nice job. But you know, of course, they did pitch well. The Yankees did. So a crazy game. It would have been nice to have won it. We've lost two crazy games against these guys on this homestand, and what are you going to do, man? Just move it forward.
Safe to say you've never used pitchers as pinchers three times in a game?
I probably not. I set it on another major league record tonight, number of pitchers pinch hitting combined with the number of strikeouts, I guess ever, correct? Is that ever the most strikeouts? And ever is a really long time, so that's it was an incredible thing to watch. It just was frustrating. Exasperating, but you got to play tomorrow night.
How was Anthony?
That's the other thing. I mean, I don't even know if he could have swung. I mean, we have to check it out for tomorrow. He got hit pretty good. And when he hit that double, that really surprised me because he was pretty sore. And Javi took a really good foul ball off of his foot, too, and I got to check on that. Just a bunch of little things going on there, man. But our bullpen was spectacular. Even Stropey. Nobody blamed Stropey there, man. Stropey threw the ball really well, too. That was outstanding.
What about Grimm's mental state at this point?
Yeah, I mean, that's harsh. I mean, that's, you know, when it got to 2-1 right there, I'm trying to save the other. When you have Betances and Chapman working on the other side, you don't really want to utilize your A-listers necessarily in that moment. So, but I like Grimmer there. I mean, I liked him on those guys. That's the kind of hitters I like him on. And he actually pitched well. He gave a line drive base in, and the homer was the bad play. But otherwise, he threw the ball really well.
Going to have to make some more bullpen moves heading.
We're discussing, but that's what was taking so long to come in. We're trying to discuss and figure out what we need to do tomorrow. I think first priority is get some sleep, and second priority would get a rain man, and the third priority is actually try to play the game.
I'm sure for a guy who came into this year with some questions about his defense.
Yeah, how about that play?
It
was very Derek-esque. Great play. I mean, I couldn't. I'm watching. I'm just worried about him hitting the wall. That's all I was worried about. Of course, you'd like to see the guy make the play, but you also want to see him walk back out to his position. Tremendous play.
Joe, how's Hobby? It looked like he came up at the.
Yeah, he hurt his foot on. He hit a foul ball off his, remember, earlier in the game. Then he hit the.
He was going down the ladder.
Yeah, he hit the ball right off the top of his foot, and it stung. So I don't know. I don't know anything yet. I have to check in with the boys.
I think we were talking about the extra innings. It looked like he pulled up.
Oh, and behind it, yeah. I think I don't even know what he did. He, it may have been the residue of the foul. I don't know that. I don't. But he stayed in the game. I have to check in with everybody right now.
Just be clear on Rizzo. Do you expect him to get tests and stuff tomorrow?
He had an X-ray. Yeah. Came up negative.
Yeah. During the game. Yeah.
The Yankees head to Cincinnati to take on the Reds Monday night. The Cubs face the Rockies Monday in Colorado.